Thousands of people flood into the subway stations here in Montreal every day, and often enough, they get to hear live music as they pass through the cement hallways of our metro. Over the next half an hour, you'll be hearing the second part of a two-part series about the musicians who perform in the metro stations of Montreal. I hope you enjoy the music and insights and words of a small number of dozens of performers that turn the hallways of Berry-UQAM, Lionel-Greul, Guy Concordia, and other metro stations into their own clubs and concert halls.
Thank you. My name is Nervous Dwayne, and I'm busking Long Guy. Yeah, and I just played a song by Brownie McGhee and Sonny Terry called White Boy Lost in the Blues. And that's pretty true, but I got some other stuff. It just doesn't pay as well. Yeah.
Maybe can you talk about what it's like to play in the Metro?
Well, it's kind of like a emotional roller coaster, you know. One minute, like, you're just a piece of trash clochard, and then the next minute, like, some beautiful young girl comes and gives you a $5 bill. So, you know, it kind of goes between the ups and the downs, and they're pretty extreme, actually. My advice is never really bother street musicians other than to give them money.
I don't know if you've ever busked outside on the streets, but if you have, do you notice that there's a difference between the way people react to you when you're in a space like this and you have a sign over your head versus when you busk in the street? Is there a difference in the way people interact with you?
Yeah, entirely. And in fact, I don't really like busking in Metro, and it's great to play outdoors. I mean, here it's like captive audience. Some people like it, some people hate it. But the more opportunity you give people to get away from you if they don't like it, and then the more opportunity people have to, like, sit down if they do, then the better it is. That's the optimum. I mean, because you got to figure, even though it's like a lot of people like it, you're still imposing on the rest of the people that don't like it. So there's a kind of a politic involved that you're imposing yourself on your environment, and which I'll do. Hey, shoot, you know, why not?
Maybe, like, what do you have to say to people about appreciating musicians in the Metros? What role do you feel you play in society?
Well, I mean, yeah, I want to lift people up. I don't play sad songs. I mean, the covers that I do are mostly all blues stuff, and contrary to what some people's opinion of the blues is, it's not sad music. It's happy music made for sad people so we can all feel better. And the idea is to lift the spirit so everybody gets a little bit brighter. And the stuff that I write for myself, I try to follow in that mode. But as far as, like, my advice is, like, just tip. I mean, that's really it, tip. Because a smile is great and everything, but just like they say in New Orleans, you know, applause is nice, don't buy no red beans and rice. But so that's it. And if you want the busker to feel good back the way that you feel, then make it a loony or a toony, you know?
I was wondering, when people see musicians in the Metro, they probably have preconceptions about who these people are and where they are in life. What do you think those preconceptions are, and do you think they're true or false?
I disagree with that in this city in particular. I mean, most times people think that they're either begging, or which is definitely not true, because the thing is a good beggar will make quite a bit more than a busker. The people that give money to musicians are people that like music, or like the experience. But yeah, if you go out and panhandle, yeah, you'll make more money than I do, for sure. I do this because I like it. But here, there's such a variety of musicians that I think that anybody that spends any time at all in Montreal in the subway or even on the street or wherever, seeing street musicians, you're going to see such a wide variety of styles, ages, types, the whole deal, that there's no way that you can pigeonhole people from Montreal, you know, because, I mean, it's like the biggest melting pot in the world, and the street is like the grassroots level of all of that, and so you got Peruvians, you got gypsies, you got klezmer, you got I'm doing some blues thing, you got a country thing, you got a, like, whatever. There, you can find any kind of music in the world here on the street from time to time, you know. That's what's cool. But hey, don't say all this over the radio, man, because I really hate it when people blab and they don't play the music.
that above. If you tell him to you his worth saving, you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. All the times they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize at your pen, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, or the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming, for the loser now will be later to win. All the times they are a-changing. Senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the halls. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. In a battle outside raging, we'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. All the times they are a-changing. Understand, your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. And the old road is rapidly aging. Get on up the new one if you can lend a hand. All the times they are changing. The line is drawn and the curse it is cast. No one now will later be fast as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the loser now will be later to win. All the times they are a-changing. How la vie et les temps change.
Discover. Yeah. He goes deep with his lyrics.
Yeah.
So and he believes that songs can contain more, which I admire. I'm a big Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah. I didn't know very much about him at all until a few weeks ago.
He was born in 1941, Duluth, Minnesota.
So you could just give me his whole biography.
I could give you quite a bit of his biography. Well, I've been a fan for many years.
Yeah.
I cover a lot of his material.
Nice.
He has 46 albums.
I know, it's amazing.
And he writes lyrics that to me seem meaningful and timeless, which is like a song like Blowing in the Wind, it always has meaning.
Yeah.
As if you ask metaphoric questions, or not metaphoric, but anyway, yeah, his songs like are relatable.
Yeah.
Like when he had, how many roads must a man walk down? Black people think it's about them. White people that are oppressed think it's about them.
Yeah.
And in a way, we're all kind of oppressed by somebody. Because as he says in another song, you got to serve somebody.
Could you tell me a bit about, if you want to play for the
masses? Yeah, okay. I'll be back.
Yeah, no.
Oh, and I'm getting low.
to Hollywood, and I've been to Redwood. I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in Monomoy, it's such a fine line. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold.
How you started playing in the Metro? And
so, when I first came to Montreal in 1986, mm-hmm. people clued me into how it worked with the blue signs. And but I had busked before on the streets in Toronto and Vancouver.
Do you feel that there's a difference in people's reaction to you when you busk on the streets and when you busk in a place like the Metro?
It's similar, yeah. But the acoustics are generally better in the Metro,
yeah.
because of the long hallways and. And also, people get familiar with you after a while. You become like part of their reality. But basically, the thing is, the street is more. There's more action and stuff going on, so you have to be a bit louder and play higher energy stuff.
What do you feel is the role of musicians in public space? Like, a lot of times, musicians are kind of behind closed doors. You have to pay admission in order to hear music. What do you feel? For musicians in public space?
It's an important part of life in the fact that I guess it provides a certain amount of live entertainment rather than just canned music. And there's that rapport too. Like, I think people feel better when they have, you know, they get eye contact and things like that that happen from a live performance. And it's that's all subjective. It's all, like, from my point of view, I guess it's important.
Yeah.
But for some people, it might not be. So, you know.
Are there things that you notice about people while in the Metro? Like, I find whenever I'm in a crowd of people that I think a lot about crowds or about what's going through those people's minds. I was wondering if there's any observations you have, I guess.
About what's going through their minds?
Or about about people. If there's anything that you've observed about people.
Observations about people.
Yeah, about working with people so much.
I think we're all preoccupied. Well, that's like so common sense that I almost feel that we're preoccupied by the moment a lot of times. And sometimes we transcend and get into the moment. But and that would be a little bit of an insight, I guess. You know, it's something you have to keep reminding yourself that we're all in our preoccupations, like we get so defined by what we're doing a lot of the times. It's like, oh, this is who I am. And everybody has a front. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. Most people have a front. And, you know, like, I think people like to make a connection, but most of the time we're in a big hurry and we're making inventories all the time and classifying stuff in our own way. Yeah, I'm gonna catch these people. Catch the people.
I'm dreaming again, like I did when I was younger. When dreams return. I was thinking.
I just come here and I can't really, when I talk I have a big action and it's hard for me to find a musician through the phone because most of them like don't really believe me that I can sing in English. Mm-hmm. So like there's a couple phone so many times, I mean, all musicians call me and you know,